papers and steal a quick smoke. But no, he was stuck all alone here, with acres of pointless paint squiggles and inscrutable sculptures that made his head ache when he tried to figure out what they were. The Brian Z. Pearson Museum of Art, Antiquities, and Folderol was falling on hard times. The trust that financed the place was running out of money, and the museum's name didn't exactly help when they applied for grants. 60 years earlier, Brian Pearson's children and lawyers had tried talking him out of including Folderol in the museum's name, but he hated the place and wanted the world to know it. For him, the whole project was a tax dodge and nothing more. To try and not go buggy, Gilbert attempted to walk around the gallery backward, hoping it would make the place more interesting. It just made him dizzy and sick to his stomach. He fell back against what was supposed to be a statue of a woman, but that looked more to him like a vacuum cleaner with boobs. It was because of the museum's rapidly diminishing funds that the board decided to host the mummy exhibit. It was true that Harkouf wasn't a pharaoh, or even a big name in Egyptian history. But he was well-preserved, and his sarcophagus was impressively gaudy, and he was finally something new. Sure, he wasn't going to bring in King Tut money, but he was an attraction they could build an advertising campaign around and get a few more tourists and school field trips into the place. Gilbert rested his forehead against a marble wall. His boredom felt like a headache, then like a fever, then desperation, then it went back to plain old boredom again. After a few minutes of that, he kind of missed the headache and tried to will it back. That just made him dizzy again. What really bugged him was that all this crap that had him wandering an empty gallery like a lost dog was the result of something that had nothing to do with him, and, in fact, had happened 3,000 years ago. What was it? Gilbert gave up being miserable for a minute and dove into the bong-water recesses of his brain trying to remember how the mummy had died. Murder. That was it. The stiff got himself shanked. It was kind of cool when he thought about it, but that just made him resent his exile even more. I could be downstairs with a real live dead Egyptian gangbanger, but instead I'm in the goddamn finger-painting room. Gilbert angrily paced the floor, stopping short in front of a painting on the wall. Huh. So that's a Kandinsky. It wasn't anything dirty at all. He thought that it looked like a drop cloth. Gilbert turned his head to different angles, but no matter how he squinted, the Kandinsky refused to not look like a drop cloth. His interest in the painting lasted exactly 57 more seconds. Then he was desperately bored again, and it made him sleepy. Wait, Froelich said there's no surveillance up here. So who's to know? Gilbert looked around and found an alcove at the far end of the gallery where no one could see him from the stairs or the elevator. Stepping inside, he slid down into a sitting position and closed his eyes. In his dreams, he and Harkouf rode the log flume together at Disneyland, giving the world the finger, shooting the bird to the mouse with a mummy. That was a 100% way to get on the news. The next thing Gilbert became aware of was his walkie-talkie crackling. He fumbled getting it off his belt and nearly dropped it. "Ferris here," he said. "Where the hell have you been? I've been calling you," barked Froelich. "Sorry, I've been having some trouble with the walkie, but it's working okay now." "Whatever. Get back to the mummy exhibit. The crew is taking their lunch break. You need to watch the exhibit." Gilbert checked his watch. "But it's almost my lunch, too." "Newman called in sick. We're short-handed, so you'll have to eat later." Gilbert gritted his teeth. "I'll be right down," he said, as his admiration for Harkouf's Tupac-like death instantly evaporated. When he got downstairs, Froelich was waiting for him. The sarcophagus was open, and Harkouf lay on his back, staring with his empty mummy eye sockets at the overhead lights. Gilbert peered into the case. There was only one thing he knew about Harkouf that was supposed to make him special. Both his arms and his legs were secured to the inner case with a wax seal depicting the gods Set and Anubis. He'd seen something about them online, like one was the god of death.